Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV. Jeffrey TV Podcast. Happy Friday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Yesterday, I got a headache. One of my quote-unquote usual headaches. And it made me sad. I've been on this water kick for like 3 weeks, thinking, maybe hoping, putting faith, which means belief without evidence, into the idea that I was dehydrated and it was causing me problems. But I got one of the headaches I usually get, and it made me sad. And it brought me down. Which, when I look at it, and I'm quote unquote down now, but down, Jeffrey down, Jeffrey down, Jeffrey sad. It's probably still better than most of the population. And by better, I mean less sad. Way less sad. Because the last, 2-3 weeks since I started drinking water, I've been feeling gooder. Gooder than good. Super gooder. I mean, I've been flying around, adrenaline going, excited, animated. I'd be sitting there and I can literally feel excited energy running through my body for basically no apparent reason other than the fact that I'm existing. No, not because I bought tickets to go here, not because I'm anticipating to go there. Not because I'm excited about being a grandfather. You know, that stuff is always in the background. But there's just some days I wake up and I feel gooder. And everything is just on, I'm up, I'm energetic. I literally feel like I'm getting ready to get on, or I'm standing in line and I'm the first one to get on the roller coaster, the Wildcat, damn it. I'm in position to be the first one to get on the Wildcat at Adora Park when I was 13, 14 years old. That kind of excitement is what I'm talking about. Walking around with that on a regular everyday day for like the last 3 weeks. So I was zooming high and I was zooming far and I was zooming wide, and I knew eventually, you know, I was gonna have to come out of that. Let's just face it. Eventually, I was gonna have to fall off of that or come down or level out, because you can't maintain that kind of excitement or energy. And I knew it'll work out, and maybe that's why I got a headache. Who knows? But, and now I gotta find out what the headaches are about. What's going on? Blah, 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 blah. I gotta see the gastroenterologist. I gotta see the cardiologist. I gotta go to the dentist. It's sobering. The word is sobering, and it's good. Got a recording session tomorrow, and the way I feel right now, all I want to do is go get some Gus's fried chicken, a loaf of that French bread, some seafood salad, lemon soft top cookies, gummy worms. And I know that's not the right thing to do, because today I got on the scale, I'm 213.2 this morning. There's a good chance, and dare I say it to jinx it, I may be under 210 when I get back after this walk. And that's the whole exercise of me not eating or drinking anything and going out and walking 4.7 miles in the morning. And if I could be under 209 going through that freaking weekend. But tomorrow we got a recording session, so it shouldn't be so bad. I'll be pretty much in motion most of the day. There will be food. There will be food. And usually more food than I'm used to on a regular work day. I will indulge that I'm off Sunday. If I keep getting my steps, and for two days, one weekend, at least one weekend, I have got to be able to maintain myself and treat my body like I want to live to be 90 years old instead of indulging like a teenager on a Saturday after a week of school. Such is the thing. And as I said, I don't mind the swing, the mood swing. Well, and even if I do mind it, it doesn't bother me, or I get something out of the up and down. I've learned to appreciate the up and down, to go through life feeling gooder. You know, zoom, 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 zoom. Yes, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Feeling good about everything, getting stuff done. I was doing podcasts. I was creating them from these walks, taking the video, extracting the audio, laying down the intro, outro, converting them from MP4 files to MP3 files. Then I'll post them on my website. And then Spotify and Apple and Stitcher and all of them. Will get them and post them on their site. That was interesting. Walking across the street without a green light, because I've done it so much, I know that I should be able to make it. I didn't even run. But so here we are, going through what I go through. If it was all easy, it wouldn't be any fun. And the thing about the headache, it happened yesterday on a Thursday, the last time it happened, and I noted it in my calendar, was Thursday, last Thursday. And before that, it was 2 weeks ago Thursday. So, that's interesting, if anything, if not just a coincidence. But I should rebound. And experience has taught me to don't force it, don't overthink it, don't put too much weight in the idea that you're not feeling gooder. Understand that the means extraordinary, above normal, exceptional, exceeding. Feeling good is good, but when you feel gooder for so long, you go back to just feeling good. It feels depressing. Well, not depressing, but you know, like you're depressed. And by depressed, I mean, you've been depressed. You've been, you know, you've brought it down. And you learn to live with it. You learn to analyze it, monitor it, understand it. Try to get information from it, see any patterns, any behaviors that may coincide with said headache events and all of that stuff. So, I don't know. Trying to figure out a cool way to hold the camera. Not a lot of strain on my wrist and hand, and I like the far away like that. I like it distance farther, and to do that, it takes more leverage. And why people don't move over when they're riding by you, I have no idea. I like being grumpy. Or should I say, I enjoy being grumpy. Because even my grumpy is entertaining. And it's fun to react to silly humans. We are all but talking monkeys. And we must remember that. So here we go, and I bought a ticket to go see P-Funk, Howard Theater, DC, September 10th. Bought a Spirit airline ticket. I use my points. One thing I had to pay for was the seats, so it cost me $95 in seats. Four flights, 23, 15, like that. Could have saved that money and just let them give me a seat. No, I gotta have a window. I gotta make sure I got a window. I wanna walk up there and not have to worry about it. I'll pay for that. Certain things I'll pay for. I'll pay not to have to worry about what seat they gonna give me. Cause I swear to God, I think one time I had a middle seat. I don't know how the hell I got that. I'm not sure if I ever sat in that middle seat. No, I did, I think, yeah. I got a middle seat for some reason. It was a short flight. It wasn't like LA to East Coast, it was a short flight. So, if Spirit Airlines is acting up, today's the 6th. I fly out in 2 weeks. Hopefully they can get everything rectified and straightened out by then. Or I just won't be able to go. And that was, no, that's just to the Soul, Funkin' Soul Crab Funk thing that I've been told. Is this thing vibrating? Seems like it's jittery a little bit. Seems like it's like jumping a little bit, is it? I don't know. Seems I've been told, or if you look at the website of the people putting this on, experience has told me that the manner and style in which this event is being advertised is grassroots at best. I'm trying not to say ghetto. But see, nowadays, even ghettos become a little bit more sophisticated. Ghetto used to just be handwritten flyers. Not even going to the copy store. It's handwritten flyers with misspellings and wrong information. Now it's gone to the internet and people are a little bit more graphically oriented, so they can make that flyer that looks semi-professional to get your eye. Then you dig in deeper, check the website and the information that's available, how often it's updated, how responsive it is, et cetera, et cetera. This one don't seem so bad though. I asked a question, I got a response. Once I got the response, I had to dig down deeper to find the answers. And I did. It was like a subpage of the webpage that had a lot of relevant, semi-updated information. It wasn't on the main webpage. And then when you go to the Facebook page, they're advertising, the headlining event is from 2017. So, you know, it's like they don't have the administration to that site anymore. And they could just post to it. But I don't know. I'm just saying, I'm just talking. And I'm gonna go see what's up. Some of the P-Funkies is supposed to be there. Nappy Head Band, Zach Dude Band, Denzel's Band, Trouble Funk, Garrett, I think Hampton, Grady Thomas. I heard Grady Thomas and Greg Thomas, I think. I don't know. You know how they just throw pictures and names up. And then sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. That's just the way it goes. You know, you want to promote it with your brightest stars, knowing they may back out, but it doesn't matter. You want to get that traction. And then maybe later, say, oops, so-and-so declined, but we have this. And hopefully people who buy tickets don't get too upset or whatever. But I understand the whole hype to get promotion started. So that doesn't bother me. So we'll see. Where I feel now, I'll probably get back into it. I don't have a headache today. And the thing about the one yesterday, it started at 5 p.m. Usually they start in the morning. I was feeling good for the whole day. Then all of a sudden it started like at 4 or 5 p.m. No, it's, yeah, around that time. Maybe even after the game started. Like maybe after 6 or 7 or something. So what I did was, I fed the headache. I went in there, I was looking for some bread or some potato, some kind of carbs or something. All I had in there was meat, and vegetables, and cottage cheese and such. Didn't have potato chips, nothing. And I felt bad about making French fries. I thought about it. So I just grabbed a couple pieces of frozen Texas toast I had with all the cheese and grease and garlicky stuff or whatever. Put it in the air fryer. Let it do what it did. Grab some of the roasted chicken, some of the white meat off of the back or off of the front of the roasted chicken. Threw some extra seasoning on it. Yeah, some salt, because I was craving. And ate it, and it was good. I still had the headache, but I felt a lot better. is rewarding. It could have been I was starving. I could have got the headache because I didn't eat. I could have got the headache because what I did was I woke up in the morning, I did my walk, I ate my breakfast, and then what I was trying to do was not eat my lunch until after work. But I couldn't because I got hungry. And maybe that's when it started to happen. Maybe that's when it started to happen. Because the day before yesterday, I was able to do that. I didn't feel like eating lunch, but maybe I just can't do that. Maybe I just can't skip eating lunch. I mean, push back eating lunch unless I feel it. Because yesterday I felt hungry and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna wait. And that's what I did different yesterday. And maybe that's what did it. Maybe once I crossed that threshold, there's no going back. And after I ate breakfast, I figured I'd eat an apple and some carrots and drink water. I had starved myself too much and got past the point of no return to where the headache was locked in. So I monitor that. There's always something. And I think that's good that it's always something. Could have been me not eating. Could have been as simple as that. That's what I did yesterday. And then I pushed it back and it got to the point where I was like, oh shit, I need to eat. I could feel it in my stomach and in my body. My body's like, oh, you need to eat. So I guess I wake up in the morning, I'll do my walk, I'll eat breakfast between 11:30, noon. Maybe I'll eat an apple and some carrots. But I guess I might have to eat lunch and not wait. And in fact, today, when I go, I'm gonna take some chicken out. I got some frozen chicken drumsticks and frozen chicken wings and stuff. I'm gonna defrost them and air fry them, or I'm just gonna put them in the air fryer frozen. I think I might put them in the air fryer frozen just to see how that works. Even though I do like the frosting. I don't know. Either way, I'm out of food. So I'm gonna have to make something for lunch. And I don't have any goodies. All I got is popcorn and Jell-O. And if I could just do the popcorn and Jell-O tonight, while I'm running around setting up for tomorrow, and if I can behave tomorrow, even just a little bit, because I'll get my steps in. I'll get up and get my steps in before the session. Same regimen. Get up at 9:15 or so, walk, get back at 11, shower. And that's what time Mark usually gets there, about noon. He'll come in, he'll get set up, or just come in and do, you know, pleasantries. He'll sit down at the keyboard. And before we go to the store, I like for him to put down a baseline just to test things out. And we usually go to Ralph's and get the goodies. And we'll mess around, you know, create a song, do something. And people start rolling in. Tony, Charlie, Larry, whoever. You know. Anyway, my name is Jeffrey. And yeah, life is good. Life is most wonderful. It can't be anything else. I guess by definition, we associate wonderful with feeling good and the idea of good and happy and all that. By definition. And good and wonderful and happy is subjective to the individual using the word. And maybe that's what it means. Somebody says it's wonderful. Maybe in our minds we think of what wonderful would be to us and we apply it to that. Not necessarily what wonderful is meant by the person or entity saying it. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey Mitchell. And I'm gonna try to upload this video while I'm walking. 25 minutes, 26 minutes it's gonna be. I'm gonna try to upload it like I did yesterday, see if it works. Anyhow, my name is Jeffrey. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every atom or elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever existed, is existing, or will exist. It's all about all of it. Every single nanosecond and micro-sized particle being, all of it. My name is Jeffrey. I'm out. Jeffrey.